It's that time again!
You've now entered the No Sales Zone.
No Sales Zone.
With Chris Fratch,
the plumbing sales coach,
peels back the curtain of what sales really is.
Buckle up.
Buckle up.
Buckle up.
And get ready to learn how to increase ticket average by providing better service. And now.
Now.
Are you ready?
Your host.
Ladies and gentlemen. Gentlemen. Please welcome.
CF.
The plumbing sales coach.
Double check it next time. We're going to roll with it. Hey, what's up, everyone? Hey, we had a little glitch here. We went live, I think, to the wrong broadcast. Somehow you all found us. Welcome to the show. Here we go. How y'all doing? Good to see you guys tonight. First of all, I want to say thanks for watching the show. Second of all, I want to say tonight we're going to be talking about something that happened to me. I went into a home. Things got crazy. One thing led to another, and I kind of got a little scared. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how I overcame it and really what we can learn from it, because it's so many times in customer service, we run into these issues where literally our customers freak out on us. They melt down. They totally freak out, and they realize that they're not happy about things. Maybe it's you've uncovered a problem. You've diagnosed a problem. I'm trying to pull the show up here while we watch it or while we talk about it. And really, that's what we got to overcome a lot of times. I don't think we're actually live right now. There we go. What up, CF? Frankie says, toss in the house. Good to see. If you guys give us a little feedback on the show, let us know what is the episode at the top of your live stream there. What does it say? But I think I found it here, episode 193. It's actually, I think we got it backward. We messed it up. So it might glitch up on us a little bit tonight. I'm not sure how this is going to play out, but we'll see. It's always fun. We'll do a giveaway too. So maybe that makes up for it. Corey says, hey, CF, good to see you. Good evening, everyone. Toss in the house. Good to see you live on the show early as usual. Used to be a regular attendee with his brother Brandon. Frankie says, what up, CF? Good to see you, my man. Raylene says, you're live. I don't know if she's saying I'm live or alive, but good to see you as well. If you guys are just jumping on the show, if you're just finding the show for the first time or you had a hard time finding the show, type subscribe into the comments. What'll happen is you'll get alerts every time the show goes live, and in the future, we'll send you to the right place. And then what'll happen is you'll get a message from Messenger. You'll need to respond to that and complete the process. For those that watch the YouTube channel, you got to subscribe by clicking on the little subscribe box. We've had a lot of people type subscribe into the comments on YouTube. It doesn't work on there, unfortunately. And if you're listening to the podcast, you know what to do. All you got to do is subscribe on your podcast, and every time we load a new show up, you'll get an alert. Carlos says, what up? Good to see you as well. Weird glitch at the beginning, but seems to be working. Okay, yeah, he cycled a lot of people on and off the show just because we plugged into the wrong, we got the wrong address. We went live on like last night's episode or something. I don't know. But anyways, tonight we're talking about this idea of what happens when everything goes wrong on a call. The customer freaks out on you. And I said in the initial topic opening headline, you know, what happens when everything goes poltergeist on you? I had everything go poltergeist on me in a house. What I mean by that is the old 80s show, Poltergeist. I don't know if you guys have seen the movie Poltergeist, but this is a scary movie where the light comes through the TV and everything gets weird. And that's what happened to me. Yeah, it's not poltergeist, but it's poltergeist. Yeah, it's not poltergeist. It's poltergeist. Yeah, that's right. I read that wrong the first time. And that is so true with this situation because it was just one thing causing a lot of things to go wrong. And we're going to talk about that and so much more. We're also going to do a giveaway, $25 Visa gift card giveaway, and we're doing a new giveaway, a whole new giveaway. If you're new to the show and you got a call from us or you just want to rep your company, we're doing a $25 Visa gift card to somebody personally on the show, but we're also doing one for the company. What'll happen is on this one, all you got to do is put your company name and what your position is. If your company wins, you will be the advocate to let your company know they won. If you're the owner, we'll deal directly with you. And we will send you guys a $25 Visa gift card. Supposed to go towards a tool or something to benefit the technicians or CSRs or somebody on the team. This is just our way of giving back to the plumbing shops, our way of helping you put our money where our mouth is and really serve our community and everything and serve. You are our community. Plumbing shops, plumbing business owners, plumbers, plumbing CSRs. If you're in the service industry at all, you are our people. Hey, Chris, Nate says, hi, what up, Nate? Good to, I can't see you right now, Nate, but I'm thinking of you. And Bob Kellogg out of Wisconsin just got a chance to actually meet them and his entire family. What an awesome family. Had dinner with them, had a great time. Then they went off and went camping and just left me there in La Crosse by myself. But anyways, I'm not bitter. Patrick Leonard in the house, literally. D. Thompson in the house. Drew, good to see you, sir. Wes Corville, Kieran Mercer, Jessica Bees, good to see all of you. Hopefully you got my message, Jessica. I did get yours. Great to see you guys jumping back on the training, and we'll look forward to that. I love that team. I love Charlie. I love Jess. I like Charlie a lot because he's really focused on business, and Jess is very focused on service. She actually connected with my cousin. They're both realtors, like-minded people. Just love it. Anybody who wants to make someone experience better is a friend of mine. Chris Cost in the house. This dude works for me. He's the king of service talk. He's 6'5 in the red corner wearing... I'm just joking, but the dude is awesome. He's a killer in the game. Dude understands the huge benefit in taking care of a customer rather than selling a customer. He says, good evening, everyone. And like I said, if you just jumped on the show, we're doing two different giveaways. One's a $25 Visa gift card just for watching the show. We're going to do a contest somewhere in there. Who knows what I might ask? Who knows what I might ask? We're going to do that giveaway. Also, if you're watching the show, put your company name, put the position that you are with that company, we will enter your company into a drawing for a $25 Visa gift card, and we will send out that $25 Visa gift card to your company to buy tools or something to benefit the team so they can do better at their job. That's our way of providing service. That's our way of giving and serving the community and everything, not just plumbing. And so that's what I want to do. I want to be an example of that. Cost says, LOL, that's hilarious. Jennifer Bergman says, I'd like to, I think is what she's saying. Thanks for the shout out. Pro Plumbers Inc. SoCal CEO Frankie. I think I'm in the boxer mood tonight. The undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. Bob Kellogg says, Advanced Plumbing Systems, Bob and Brittany are owners. Randall Gilmore on here. Good to see you, sir. Just a really good, close, dear friend of mine. Someone that's impacted me in so many ways, especially spiritually. Koss says, the plumbing sales coach, customer experience expert. I'm all about customers having a better experience. I'm all about customers having a... Look, here's my thought. If I go to Disneyland, it doesn't matter what ticket booth I go up to. It doesn't matter what time of day I go up there. And it really doesn't matter what the person working in the ticket booth's life was like before I got there. I want the same experience. I want to be treated like it's the magical kingdom. I want it to be the happiest place on earth. And I want to experience that no matter who I encounter when I deal with Disney. And Disney does a great job of putting on a great experience. It's why their Halloween costumes are $20 more than all the other Halloween costumes. And to put that into perspective, Halloween costumes are $20. So they're like twice as expensive. I don't know. I made that up. Bergman Plumbing LLC, owner, office, and sales, right? Classic owner having to wear multiple hats. So many of you owners think you wear one hat with a lot of titles. I'm going to tell you right now, you wear 100 hats with each one title. When you learn that, you'll know how to hire better. Chris says, fix today, Chris Foreman. Corey Anderson, hers and his plumbing. I love it. Service tech. Good. We're getting all of you guys. Make sure all these guys get in the drawing. What's up, Ryan Matthews? Robert Avila in the house. Robert Avila, a lot of you have talked to him. He's our account manager here and works with a lot of you guys. Awesome dude. Ryan's an awesome dude. Got a chance to meet him and his wife today. Power plumbing couple. Awesome couple. My guy plumbing. And they're here. Ready to be in the drawing. Good to see you guys. Now, look, not that long ago, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, I was in a home here in Indianapolis. And I had gone on this call. Now, this particular customer had never used this at that time before, but we ended up doing a lot of work for her. But I remember when I went in there, she was just so nice, so pleasant. Everything was so normal. I got to the house. She had a kitchen sink backup. It really was, you know, middle of the afternoon call, about 1 or 2, 3 in the afternoon, something like that. I remember kind of feeling a little tired when I got there. Nothing abnormal. Everything's normal. Run-of-the-mill call. Get there, knock on the door, lets me in. Introduce myself. We have just a good little conversation. Everything's wonderful. She says, well, I got this little backup in my kitchen sink. It shouldn't be too complicated. Okay, no problem. Now, these are classic words right before everything goes south, right? Shouldn't be too difficult. All you got to do is put this one little part on here. I've already put everything together for you. You just got to tighten it, right? So I'm like, okay, what I'm being set up. So I go in there, and of course, I open the kitchen sink. Now, look, I'm big in all my trainings. If I'm going to work on something like a kitchen sink, I'm going to check the shutoffs. The toilet, I'm going to check the shutoff. A water heater, I'm going to check the shutoff. I just want to know what I'm up against in case something goes wrong. So I want to make sure shutoffs work and that kind of thing. I just want to take a general look at the trap and see what I'm even, you know, where's my machine going to go? What's going on here? So I open up the cabinet doors. I reach in, and all I did, literally all I did, I mean, I probably could have just waved my hand by it and the air would have done this. But all I did was barely touch the P-trap, and the whole thing where the basket strainer is just separates and drops about, oh gosh, at least an inch and a half. Water comes out, and when it bounces down, of course, gravity changes for the pipes no longer going down. It's going this way. So everything backflows, and it just starts overflowing. And I'm like, oh. Now, that's not the worst part. As soon as that happens, I hear, oh, Lord Jesus. And she drops to her knees, and her head literally rolled. I mean, her eyes rolled back into the back of her head. And I was concerned. I wasn't sure what was about to happen. First thing I thought was, you don't have any guns on you, do you? Or any weapons nearby? Is that like anything? Now, if you watched a couple shows ago, you know I almost lost my life in a basement. There seems to be a constant theme here with me almost losing my life on these calls. Not really. But she absolutely was freaking out. And it had nothing to do with me. It had nothing to do with what I had done. But it had everything to do with all the events that led up to that moment before I got there. He said, brass trap. Nah, this was PVC. It wasn't glued. It wasn't even connected. It wasn't anything. It was just sitting there. It just took anybody to touch it. And then when you go down below, and when she had just, what I found out was she had just spent $18,000 on a new sewer line and a repipe underneath in her crawl space. So I go to the crawl space. On that line is about a 30 or 40 foot run of 2-inch. So basically what you have is this little hole in a crawl space through the bricks and a line running that you can't really get to unless you crawl up and back and around. And so you got this line going all the way down where it connects up to the kitchen sink. And all they did to support this was they put two pieces of brick underneath the PVC. Wasn't attached anywhere. There was no hangers. There was nothing. They did not replace her line outside. They just ripped her off. I mean, just straight up one of those classic, someone ripped her off. He says, I remember when you shocked yourself on the electric water heater and I thought you were exaggerating until I saw the two holes on your finger. That's a whole nother story. We'll have to tell that story another time. The straw that broke the camel's back, you touching the pie 100%. And not just the camel's back on that system, but the camel's back on what she can handle as a human. You see, I always say people don't call you out there just to waste your time. People don't call you out there to window shop. These are people with real problems. And you get the opportunity. It's a privilege to be able to go into their home and serve them and to take care of them and to treat them right. And here I am in this uncomfortable, awkward moment, kind of like Poltergeist, where everything is going out of control. I can't control any of it. She's freaking out. She's on her knees, literally in tears. And I've got to decide what to do. What an honor that is. I don't say that lightly. What an honor and a privilege that is, guys. They chose you. You got picked. It was you. You got picked. I want you to come help me through my problem. Now, some of you see this as customers are difficult and customers are horrible and customers, but you know what? Customers are stressed out. You ever met someone going through a tough time? Don't you give them a little grace? You know, it's like when you show up to your friend's house. I used to say this in my trainings, in my boot camp. You know, when you first show up to someone's house, and you're there for the fight. You know, I bought the fight, man. You want to come over? And you're like, absolutely. You grab your six pack of Coke. You grab your favorite bag of pretzel twists. That's what I would do. And you run over there and you kick down the door and you're like, dude, I'm here, bro. You drop your six pack down of Coke. You drop your bag of twisted pretzels and you go like, let's do this. But if he calls you up and he's like, hey, man, I just lost my mom. Or hey, my wife just left me. Like, you're not pulling up with a six pack of Coke. You're not pulling up with, you're not kicking down the door and you're not barging in. You're tapping on the door lightly. You're like, hey, everything okay? Same person, totally different circumstance. This is what you're experiencing with your customers. They're not in their right frame of mind. This is not a normal day for them. Everything has blown up in their face. And you guys, don't mistake. It's not about toilet flappers. It's not about toilet. It's not about fill valves. It's not about elements. It's not about gas valves. It's not about burner assemblies. It's about my life has been disrupted. Can you please pick my train that's been derailed up and put it back on the tracks that they call life? That is what your customer is paying for. And the better experience that they have when you do that, the more they're going to remember you. Look, if they're complaining about your price, you didn't build enough value, maybe you're overpriced, I don't know, but you don't want them complaining after you're done. You don't want them disgruntled after you're done. They've already been through that. You want to put them in a position where they can win, where they feel good about winning, where they feel like they actually won. That's what you want. Because then what will happen is they'll go around and they'll tell the world. Whether they leave a review on Google, they leave a review on Facebook, or they just tell everyone they know at church, or they tell everyone at the soccer game, or they tell everyone at the soccer camp, it doesn't matter. They're telling everyone about you and your company and the experience that they had. That is how you build. That is how you build a brand. That's how you build a movement. That's how you build a following. Don't make the experience just like everyone else. Anyone else can go in the home and fix stuff. Anyone else can go in the home and charge them too much. Anyone else can go in the home and treat them like crap. Anybody can do that. So how are you going to separate yourself? And I remember when I was standing there and I was looking at her, we didn't work with insurance companies. We didn't work with home warranty companies, but I was broken for her. I was broken for her. And I said, hey, look, do you have insurance? Do you have a warranty? Do you have anything? And what happened was she had nothing. she had nothing. But what happened was I gave her some hope. We unlocked her. She started thinking. She started processing. She asked me what I'd do to sell it, or you know, to fix it, to solve it. I told her, and then we did that, and we fixed it. And that's the key. That's the magic. It's not selling her something that we make money. It's not about, you know, this game. It's not a game. It's someone going through a real problem, and you going in there and solving it. It's really that simple. And it really shouldn't be overthought. It shouldn't be one of these things like, well, no, it should just be having the right mindset and heart set. And what I did was just simply help her think through her problem. And I ended up actually fixing the problem. I get all that, but that's plumbing. That's not a big deal. The bigger deal here was that I got her some hope, that I got her an experience where she felt better, not worse. That's the key, guys. They want to be respected and educated. They want exceptional experiences and giving them hope in a hopeless situation. 100%. No one does it better than this dude. This guy knows what he's talking about. No better feeling when they choose you over the competition. Man, look, it's so true. He says, I cared about her. I did care about her. This isn't something that we have to sit in the classroom for 12 months. Look, you either have the right character or you don't. A lot of you that come across this type of thing, you come across me and you say, oh man, selling her a bunch of stuff she don't need. Okay, look, I'm telling you right now, not in this particular story, but with this type of thing where sales training, it's a bad thing. But here's the reality. It doesn't have to be with the right motives. Somebody says, ooh, do you teach people how to sell stuff? And I said, no, I teach people how to give away stuff. I teach people how to build value in ways that helps customers make the right decisions so they get more for their money. I teach owners how to price correctly so that they're not gouging, but at the same time, there's room in there so they can give some things away and take care of the customer. I call it bundling, value stacking, and it works for so many companies. Some of them are watching right now. If I've doubled your revenue or your ticket averages or had a major impact with this idea of bundling, being like, yeah, I've witnessed it firsthand. This isn't something that I've read. This is something that I've experienced and done. Just type the word bundle in there right now. Bundling works, whatever you want to type. But let people know, because right now there's this big debate out there on whether or not we should be pricing people out through the moon, and you see companies doing that, or whether we should be so cheap that we're giving stuff away, and I see companies doing that, and they're both wrong. There's a middle ground. There's a happy place where people can actually get value for their dollar, where they feel great about their purchase, and they're ready to spend money with you again when they need to, and they're telling the world about you. Bob says bundling works. I know Bob Better. Bob Better say that. We've seen it firsthand. Talk this morning with Ryan today. He says, talk this morning. Did it today. Boom. I want to pet everybody. Boom. I love it, man. I love it because on the other end of that, big tickets don't get me excited, but when they're big tickets through service, they get me extremely excited because on the other end of that, somebody had a great experience. You think people are walking around talking about how Disney World costs $5,000 to take a family of four? That's not the message I hear. No one's talking about the price. Everybody's like, man, Disney World, you've never been? You've never taken your family to Disney World? You're the worst parents on earth. No one's like, yeah, it's $5,000. The hamburgers are $28. Who's talking about that? Those are facts. No one's talking about that. I'm talking about it right now because no one's talking about it. It's the whole point. Plumbing problems are out of sight and out of mind issues for most people. Like if they have a leaking faucet and a leaking toilet, what does he say? He says, like, if they have a leaking faucet and a leaking toilet, then checking their pressure and realizing that they need a new PRV because they're over 120 PSI. Absolutely, that's gold right there because so many people want to go in and fix the shower valve. They want to replace the cartridge. They never stop to ask, you know, how many times have you experienced something like this? Has this happened anywhere else in the house? Because if they just ask that one simple question, the homeowner would go, well, actually, yeah, I've had to do this in two of my faucets in my kitchen sink. Like, okay, something's going on here. Either the age of the plumbing is starting to fail out, and maybe we should just go look at all the cartridges, or maybe there's a high water pressure issue here. All right, Ryan, well, I didn't get the sad face. What was the sad face? He said, Jake did some cast iron replacement and threw in a new Comfort Eye toilet. I want to tell you something about Jake. This is an apprentice, guys, who is outperforming professional service plumbers. I've met this dude. He gets it. He understands it. And he's giving people an experience. He says, educate them on the cause of the problem. Most people that talk against sales don't know how to build value in the sales process. That's exactly right, Robert. Find the root of the issue. Look, guys, this is so crucial because when we really start thinking about this idea of like bundling and offering people discounts, like that PRV, if a customer's got a shower valve cartridge, why can't they now invest and buy a PRV and stop replacing all these cartridges? I didn't take the fam to Disney yet. I've taken mine to Disneyland, but not Disney World, so I haven't quite made it, Ryan. We're on the same boat, my man. We're on the same boat. Wait, we're doing two gift card giveaways real quick. We're doing a $25 Visa gift card right now here in just a minute. In the minute here, we're going to do this gift card giveaway. Kind of make it fun. Who has seen Poltergeist? Have you guys? Let me just kind of get a feel for the audience now. Who's seen the movie Poltergeist? He says, check out their shutoffs under the sink if you're changing their faucet. Yeah, I mean, it's like we're going to go repair the faucet and we don't check the shutoffs. Then the customer agrees to replace the faucet. Then the shutoffs don't work. You got to go back and ask for more money. It's a horrible experience. Questions, questions, questions. Customers will sell themselves. Absolutely. The best salesmen, they ask the right questions. Get better at asking questions. Overcoming misconceptions, helping customers understand plumbing in a tangible analogy that's relatable to their everyday life. Just like I talk about PRVs being dams. You know, the home's filled with a bunch of mini dams. Every faucet, every cartridge is acting as a mini dam. The PRV is the bigger dam that then supports and provides rest for those other ones. Tanner says, I do. I've seen it. Never guess I'm too young for that movie. Old one, but good one, that movie is. This house is clean. That's a good line right there, Bob, my man. But I could always count on you, Bob. Always count on you, Bob, for that. Open-ended questions are key. Oh, so golden, golden, golden. You know, here's a gold one. Objection. How many times do you get that customer that's like, I got to talk to the spouse? You know, I always ask them, okay, well, what would the spouse want to know? Find out their concerns and motives. Because if I genuinely care about my customer, and they're asking me things like, hey, I want to talk to my spouse. I want to know, okay, well, let's get their questions answered too. Do you happen to know what questions they might have? What would be some things they'd want to know? Did you have any more questions so you can answer their question? You know, I'd be having that conversation. All right, I'm going to ask a question. We're going to do a $25 Visa gift card giveaway directly to someone. And then also for all the companies that listed their company name, we're going to pick a random company. We're going to do a drawing. And then we're going to pick a random company. And that company is going to win a $25 Visa gift card. If your company is chosen and you're not the owner, then all you got to do is go let the office or somebody know that you guys won. And then we'll just, it's a real easy process. They'll email into us and we'll send you guys the gift card through email. And you guys can go buy stuff. I would make the argument if I was the guy that represented the company that they bought a tool for me, but whatever. That would be my argument. All right. So with that being said, let's ask the big question of the night. In that movie, at the end of the very first movie, they check into a hotel. The poltergeist thing's over. It's all over. They check into a hotel. The ending scene, they open the door real quick, and they push something out onto the outside the hotel room. If you can tell me what that was, you just scored a $25 Visa gift card. And also, she says, that sounds like overcoming the objection before it arises. Oh, somebody's paying attention. Raylene. She says, I've done plenty of conference calls to discuss the questions and concerns with the family. Bob says, oh, Bob, my man, Bob Kellogg. It's great. I think Tony the Tiger's from Kellogg's. Is that right? Yeah? All right, I got that right. All right, so Bob Kellogg, we're going to give you guys a $25, or you're getting a $25 Visa gift card for you. That's for you, Bob. That's for you. Bob, I want you to enjoy that $25 Visa gift card. And then, and I feel like we've sent a lot of Visa gift cards to that company. I think Visa's starting to wonder if we're doing some sort of like underground money deal. What do you call that? Money laundering? When you launder money? I always thought money laundering was when you leave the 20 in your pocket and your wife washes your jeans. No. All right. So we're going to do that. And then we're going to do, what do you say? All right. So Bob wins that. All right. And also we're going to do, let's go back through this really quick. Let's pick a winner. I can't see all the comments. Why don't you pick a random winner for one of the companies? It's all on Elliot. If your company doesn't get picked, be mad at Elliot. And we'll get this gift card giveaway. Also, if you'd like training, if you want the ebook, type ebook right now. The ebook, and you'll get that message sent to you. It's a the three plumbing business lies that you're being told that are keeping you from profits. And I'm being serious about that. You don't need more calls. You don't need better guys. And you don't need better customers. What you need is to do more with those calls. You need to not need better guys. You need to make you guys better. And the last one is we really need to convert these calls, guys. We need to really do something more. You don't need better customers. You need better education and training for your customers. Download the ebook, type ebook in the comments. And if you just want straight up training, type dominate. Dominate in the comments and someone will be in touch with you and we'll get you information on all of our training products. He says, less is more. Maximize your opportunities. Cost says, hey, Tom. Tom says, what up? Tom, are you with the new company? I thought I saw something online. He says, I'm silly, old man. All right, did you call me an old man? All right, guys, listen, I love you, and as always, remember this. Is so, did I do everything? Did I forget something? Oh, the winner of the company. Yeah. Oh, and it looks like Robert Barnes, Delta Plumbing. He is a plumber. Robert Barnes, your company just won a $25 Visa gift card from Delta Plumbing. Here's what you got to do to claim your card. Have someone from the office, from the Delta Plumbing email address or something like that, email in info@theplumbingsalescoach.com. info@theplumbingsalescoach.com. And we will respond to that email with a $25 Visa gift card for the shop. You can use it on donuts. You can use it on coffee. You can use it on tools. You can use it on whatever you want. I'd recommend going down and buying someone one of them big, bad flashlights that you can use, because that's my favorite tool, man. It's the best tool for communicating. You put that flashlight on something and you can call it whatever you want and the customer will understand what you're saying. Guys, I love you. Remember, as always, serve your communities and everything, not just plumbing. Have a great night.